Hey there, everybody. Welcome to my big gay date. I am Dave Mosley, and joining me this week is my my friend Carl. And this is awkward. I've never had to say your last name out loud. Skeens?
Yes. All hello, right. Everybody.
Carl Skeens joining me. And this week, we are going to be watching the 1975 classic movie, Jaws. And if you're following along with us now, we are just seeing the Universal logo come along. This is the 100th anniversary Universal logo, which is obviously not there in the original version. So,
and how long is this one?
This movie? Mm-hmm. It is 2 hours and something. I'm going to put all that somewhere else because I need to look it up. It's kind of different. See, now this is how the movie originally came out, with the much worse, much older Universal
Ooh.
Logo. That's how far we've come.
Is that a miniature? Is that just horribly...
Just how they... I don't know how they do that. How did they do any of this stuff 25 years ago?
I don't know. I've seen the black and white picture of the tiger. Or not the tiger, the lion.
Raw. Well, hang on. I saw a picture for MGM. I saw a picture recently, and I swear it just looked like somebody photoshopped a black cutout in front of what looked like a lion going into an MRI machine or something. Are you sure you didn't see the same picture?
I may have.
Yeah.
I may have.
So here we go. Beautiful opening shot of, I guess this is supposed to evoke the view of the shark swimming in the water, but this is a slow fucking shark, if this is the case. Jaws, classic summer movie. Obviously the story of a giant man-eating shark preying and attacking on the people of a small beach community. Completely changed summer vacations for everybody. Was, in fact, the very first instance of a summer blockbuster. Did you know?
I did not, but...
This, what we now regard as a summer blockbuster and the big season to release movies, didn't really happen before this one. This came out and just fucking blew everything out of the water.
See, my dad talks about going to see this and waiting in line for the movie theater to get inside, and people are, like, not even standing beside the gutters for fear that a great white will swim by.
Like, go to the bathroom, like, fucking urinal. You wash your hands. Fuck no, there's water there.
Yeah. I mean, I only wash my hands due to social norms, though. I don't piss on them. I
just because it's expected now.
Yeah, and if I didn't piss on my hands, I'm only going to wash them when other people are in the bathroom. I know that sounds terrible, but I'm sorry. I'm an adult.
I mean, it's like, how dirty do people think your penis is that you have to wash your hands?
Yeah, man, I shower twice a day.
Yeah. It's just social peer pressure now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this was obviously a big film in the summer, and yeah, fucking people obviously canceled their summer vacations when this movie came out. They stayed away from the beaches. Tourism dropped across the country because it had such an effect on people. Because it's so well done.
Now, is Amity a real place?
It is not.
Okay.
I started saying confidently and then was not too sure about. I don't think it is. This is shot in a place called Martha's Vineyard, but I don't know.
I don't know
if it's standing in for a real place called Amity. I'm pretty sure Amity's a fake place.
Yeah, because don't the Kennedys have a place on at Martha's Vineyard? According to the Birdcage, they do. Oh, she's gone. She is dead.
And obviously this was directed by Steven Spielberg, and probably not... It definitely wasn't his first film, but I think it was his first major, like the one he got recognized for.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did Close Encounters come after this?
That was after this. That was like 78, I think. And, both films obviously share Richard Dreyfuss.
Because Richard Dreyfuss is amazing.
Apparently he didn't want to be in this film originally. And then I was reading he had some other film coming out. And apparently the reviews or the early buzz about it was fucking terrible. So he went crawling back to Steven Spielberg. He's like, hey, can I get that part in that film again? Because...
oh, girl, you're gone.
Obviously very clever to keep the monster hidden. And obviously a lot of films have taken that trope and and used it. But definitely something you would see in older films. These days now, especially with a lot of CGI, movies would not hesitate to show you the monster like in the first 5 minutes, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just show it right there, because I guess they think that's scary, but it's so much scarier not to see what's going on.
I mean, Jurassic World, we saw that monster in the first, like, second.
Yeah.
Peace. And he has no idea.
No clue.
What a shitty dude.
And what a terrible fucking way to find out. He's probably, he just stumbles across what's left of her later.
Yeah. Yeah. Little, like, fingers and titties washing up on the beach. Be the worst. He missed his chance.
Mm-hmm. But the shark looked like it gave her a fucking good go.
Man, that was.
It is kind of, we kind of missed it, but it is kind of silly. Nowadays, you can see a lot of stuff on the internet, including fucking shark attacks, of course. And I don't think I've ever seen somebody wave, get taken back and forth within the same 10 feet.
Yeah.
Like a shark doing, like, you know, like in a run of cricket, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. Or in Deep Blue Sea when it takes Tom Jane on just that jaunt.
Yes. Oh, fucking Deep Blue Sea. Possibly, yeah, I think my second favorite shark film. After Jaws.
Oh, I love that movie, but I'm all about LL Cool J and that asshole parrot.
Oh, yeah. You ate my bird. I'm trying to think how many other fucking shark films there are. It's like...
Sharknado, Sharknado 2.
I don't count that shit, no. Not counting...
Sharktopus.
Shark Knight 3D and... all that sort of shit. No. But it was really, this and all the different Jaws movies. And then... other monsters, alligators and piranha and stuff. And then, Deep Blue Sea came out, brought sharks back.
And Lake Placid with the big alligators that eat cows?
Oh, man, Lake Placid is so dumb.
Oh,
so good.
My God. It was so bad.
Yeah. But now on the topic of Deep Blue Sea, I remember when Deep Blue Sea came out, there was talk of Jaws being re-released, and Steven Spielberg was saying that he was going to use computer graphics to replace the shark, because as we see in this film when it pops up, the shark looks fucking fake. Marty McFly says it.
Yeah,
it's a stupid looking shark by today's standards. And when, like, 97, when Star Wars Special Edition, all that was coming out, all, you know, revamps and CGI was all the rage. Mm-hmm. It's all fresh and everyone wanted to throw it at everything they could. Apparently he was going to go back and do a George Lucas on this film and replace the shark with a CGI shark to make it more terrifying.
No.
Never turned out. Never came to be, but I always found that kind of interesting.
Oh, man, I'm so glad that didn't happen.
Because the sharks in Deep Blue Sea, they look fucking stupid for CGI.
Yeah.
Especially the one that fucking leaps out of the water and eats Nick Fury.
We are not gonna
mid-speech.
Die. No.
We gotta get off this floor, chum.
Nom.
So this is what's his name? Chief Brody. What's his first name?
Not Adrian.
I'm blanking. Yeah, I don't know what his fucking name is. Brody. We only need to know Brody. He's this is our intrepid hero, the late Roy Schneider. Which as a kid, I was very confused when I heard about Rob Schneider becoming big in like the 90s.
No relation, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank God.
Oh, pieces. Damn. Oh, look at him, left holding the bag.
Did you know that Body is a real person?
Really?
They made a fake arm and everything for the remains, and it looked fake as shit. And so instead they just buried one of the crew members in sand and just shot it like that.
Okay. I could,
because that's how you fucking did shit back in the day.
Yeah,
when you had no budget or whatever, just make do with what you had. Of course, apparently the arm would look too fake, but the shark.
Yeah,
the shark was fine.
But the shark doesn't have to look real. Have you seen The Exorcist lately? Like, The Exorcist looks terrible. But if you were raised with, if you were Catholic, The Exorcist is still frightening.
I get that. And of course, it's just a reflection on how good practical effects and computer generated effects have got.
Yeah.
In the years since this movie, just the fact that, yeah, just looking back at it, like, you fucking look at the original Star Wars, and it looks. I was having this talk with somebody today. Somebody was telling me for the first time they were watching Star Wars. They're so excited about watching Episode 7. They were like, "I've only seen the first four," and I was like, "Wait." Which first four are we talking about here? And they're like, episodes 1 through 4.
Ooh.
And I'm like, whoa, what? That's the order you're watching it? And she was like, I was like, 5 is so good. You're going to look forward to that. She's like, yeah, but I found 4 really boring because it just looked so shit.
Oh.
And I did the exact same expression you're making, yeah.
Yeah, nah, you got to watch episode 4, 5, and 6. Then you go back, you watch episode 2 and 3, and then you watch 7.
You just ignore 1 altogether.
Yeah, 1 did not happen.
That's true. That's a good way to do it. I would say the right order would be 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, and then 6. Because that way you hit the Luke, I'm your father moment, and then you get to flashback, if you will, to episode 1 and see where it all began.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the machete order, and I totally I agree with that. And I was wrong. You were correct. That is the correct way to watch it.
That's the best way to do it.
If you eliminate 1, you eliminate the shitty midichlorians explanation, you eliminate Qui-Gon Jinn, which sucks, and Darth Maul, which sucks, but he was the greatest villain in the prequel trilogy, and his greatest 10 seconds were when he's waiting on the other side of the door for Obi-Wan to
just
come through.
Just pacing back and forth.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Underutilized, missed opportunities.
So we're talking about Star Wars, which in a way is related to Jaws.
Yeah, aren't Steven Spielberg and George Lucas homies?
They're best friends.
There we go.
And obviously, Jaws was the number one movie when it came out, and Star Wars was the movie that fucking took it over. So we are still on topic. This is going to happen a fair bit because we're all so familiar with the Jaws movie. It's only natural they're going to kind of our conversation is going to drift off to other topics entirely. But we'll kind of try and keep bringing it back to Jaws. Because they're such best friends, George Lucas went to go and check out the shark animatronic here. And he stuck his head in it as a joke. And Steven Spielberg, as a bigger joke, decided to fucking make it bite down on his head. And you know how reliable this shark is in this movie. Like, it is notorious for being fucking terrible to work with. It got stuck. And George Lucas got his head stuck in the shark.
Well, that'll teach you. Man, you fuck around, shit happens.
Yeah.
Them, they all got their cigarettes and stuff because smoking is cool.
Back in the 70s, yeah. This guy's the mayor. He's a role model. Speaking of smoking. You okay there?
Yeah, it's that smoker's cough. I need some fresh air.
This film does take a little while to get started. In retrospect, it's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but I used to watch this movie a lot. I used to love sharks and just watch this movie just on repeat all the fucking time as a kid.
Do you watch Shark Week?
No, because we don't have Shark Week in England. I've been catching up on Shark Weeks. Now I have like Netflix and stuff, like the Shark Mythbusters specials and all that sort of shit. That's my experience with Shark Week. I'm playing catch up with it now.
Okay.
But as a kid, I don't know what kind of started me off with sharks. It might have even been this film, actually. I know my dad had the book way before we got the video. And I think it was when they re-released it, 95 maybe, for like the 20th anniversary or something. I think I picked it up around then, the movie. And just thought it was really fucking cool. Thought sharks were awesome. Started researching all I could about sharks, wanted to be a fucking marine biologist when I grew up. Look how that worked out.
Hey, man. Each his own. Mm. Different strokes for different folks.
And I used to just watch this film all the fucking time. And then, obviously, got distracted by some other kind of awesome thing that I wanted to be when I grew up and then completely forgot about sharks. And I don't think I've seen this film for like 10, 15 years, probably.
Oh, dogs in the water. People are looking.
Oh, here we go. This is the second attack. Is this the second attack already?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Sure. We went too long without another one.
Yeah. And it's the guys on the pier are the third, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, in the darkness.
Which Jaws movie is the one where Brody's dead and his wife's hallucinating? She's like swimming down in Florida or some shit, or the Caribbean, or...
I think it's 4.
Oh, man.
With Michael Caine. Because I know Brody's alive.
Michael Caine.
Roy Schneider's back in 2, so Brody's obviously still alive. Mm-hmm. And then 3 is the one at SeaWorld. So I don't think it really features the wife at all. I'm pretty sure the wife's in 4. And I think, yeah, she goes fucking crazy thinking it's the shark haunting her and shit like that.
Yeah, and then it turns out to actually be the shark, right? Because it's fucking Jaws.
Well, not the same shark.
No.
I don't know if you remember the end of this film, but... Spoilers for a 40-year-old movie, but yeah, that shark fucking goes everywhere at the end of this. Yes, I don't know. I do not. I've seen Jaws 2 one time. I've seen Jaws 3 once. That's fucking stupid.
And did his character die of natural causes, or did the shark eat him?
I think the shark eats him off screen in number 3. I honestly do not remember, actually.
Oh, man.
There's just such a massive dip in quality between this film and the rest of them that it's just...
Yeah, because the first one you prove... that dude's got man titties.
Put him away, sir. Put him away.
You could almost cup, though. Those are cupping size.
They're cupping themselves.
Those are like 16-year-old...
They are naturally formed titties.
Yep. 16-year-old titties on a 60-year-old man.
Yeah. Just kind of, I mean, if you bring this widescreen down just a little bit lower and...
Yep.
That'll do it. I'll make it happen.
Okay, so with a beach where like a shark attack just happened, they're all doing too much screaming.
I don't think they've really announced too much about the first shark attack,
which is totally on Brody and that fucking mayor. Like, this is something that they should have been right.
Yeah, mayor is absolutely the bad guy of this film. And you know what? If that was a movie made these days, the mayor would get fucking eaten.
Absolutely.
As payback. That'd be like one of the final things the shark does, you know?
Yes.
The bad guy.
But the mayor, as much as he's like, yeah, we're not closing the beach, doesn't matter if people are eating, he doesn't get in the water.
Because
he knows better.
Yeah.
That kid's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there's the Hitchcock, or reverse Hitchcock shot. It's so famous for the movie. Have you tried to do those? Have you ever done, like... filming and played around with the cameras and tried to do those kind of shots. It fucking sucks. So fucking difficult to do. I remember my friend wanted to replicate that shot in some student film we were making, but we're like fucking 15 years old and handheld equipment and a massive fucking like VCR camera and shit. It does not work very well at all. In a hallway maybe like 15 feet long.
Uh-huh.
It's like the whole point is kind of lost here.
Kind of hard to...
And she's wondering where her kid is. Well, you know what? Should have been watching him.
Yep.
That's some shitty parenting right there.
Absolutely. That's what happens. Parents, are you listening?
Don't take your eyes off your kid for a fucking second, because you know what happens when you do? Fucking shark.
Yep.
Anywhere you are, it could happen. Supermarket.
Start dicking off, mall. Parents. Your kids are dead.
Mm-hmm. That sounded so threatening, as if like
it's not a threat. It's a promise, man. I've seen Shark Week. This can happen. Jaws is like, I'm pretty sure this is a historical document. Also, I like to personify the shark. Oh, Brody just walked into a sign. I like to personify the shark. So the shark, he's not really the bad guy. I agree with you. The mayor's the bad guy in this whole movie.
Mm-hmm. If he shut down the beaches, the shark would have fucked off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Everybody would be okay. Yeah. He's like, all right, I guess nothing else to do here.
Yeah.
Because everyone keeps going back into the water.
Yeah.
There's your fucking end credits right there. And scene. Move on. End of movie.
But instead he keeps it, it's like...
He's greedy for the profits of the tourists.
Yeah. And it's just food a la carte for the shark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when are you going to close the beach?
Comedy is tragedy plus timing. There was no, like, there was no wait there. Because a shark cares that the deputies are on the beach. Oh, there are police there. Maybe I won't dick around.
Yeah. Be on my best behavior. Fucking strolling through with a cane twirling. Here we go. See, he's fucking withheld information from Brody.
Yeah, but Brody's on salary, so what the fuck is he going to do?
He looks so fucking helpless.
Yeah.
And here is Quint. Great introduction.
I just want to see somebody loop that so he doesn't stop scraping the
just
the
repeat those, like, those 5 seconds. Yeah, just
just give me, like, 90 seconds where he's just scraping the black.
Just, like, one of those, just loop it for an hour, put it on YouTube. It can be one of those, like, how long can you last videos, you know?
Yeah. Did you see the movie trailers YouTube channel? They put the Groundhog Day trailer on. Uh-huh. Groundhog Day. But it's a 24-hour loop of the trailer over and over. It's the greatest. I made Audra watch it, and she didn't call me on it until, like, time 4 or 5.
She was way too polite. That's fantastic. Fuck, that's a great idea. That's true, because, yeah, there are people that have seen, I guess, might be passingly familiar with the parody of this or something, but would not have seen the original, so they would just just yeah. watch it for like fucking 5 straight minutes before they think, hey, something's up here. Oh man. And I've tried to do that, by the way, and I bite my nails like really fucking bad, so I was really confused by that scene as a kid. Like, I just rubbing my fingertips along the chalkboard. All I did was just make a mess and blur up the words.
Yeah, I'm really bad at back scratching too. I bite my fingernails as well. You know, take my word on it, but I'm really good at, like, massages because I've never had fingernails. And when people are like, "Hey, can you, like, get this spot for me?" No, I can't. I'm inadequate.
Wait, does fingernails get in the way of massages, or would it
no? I have no fingernails. Yeah. I can't scratch back, so I had to pick up. It's kind of like when fat girls are really good at blowjobs, because like
elaborate.
Okay, there and Grant, I'm not saying this is the case for everybody. I don't know every person that is larger than me, or larger than average size, but. It is a, I've heard it since I was younger, and in my experience from the few, I say few, but from the larger girls that I've had run-ins with, larger girls are
I'm going to stop you right there. Run-ins.
yes, run-ins. God damn it, I'm deaf. Okay, big girls are better with their hands and their mouths. Because they pick up the slack elsewhere. They know they don't look like the model girl that you're gonna wanna mac on and pick up the moment you walk into the bar. So instead, they have better personalities and are way better with their other appendages. How have you never heard this?
I mean, no, I get the sweeping generalization, like You sound like Barney Stinson, honestly.
Big girls, I'm complimenting you. I am straight up complimenting you.
Yeah, good job on your blowjob and handjob skills.
Yeah.
Where were you going with this originally, though? Like, with the massages and everything like
that? Oh, yeah, because we bite our fingernails and I have to massage because I can't get back scratches. It was my way of covering.
Oh, so you use a massage as an alternative to a back scratch.
Yeah, because...
That would make sense. I've been told I get pretty good massages as well. And that would make sense because if you have fingernails mm-hmm. and you're fucking digging your fingers in there, you're fucking just tearing that thing to shit.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Oh, God.
It's okay, Carl. Nobody's going to listen to this. And here we have... Wait, this isn't death number three. This is just attack number three, isn't it? Because, as far as I recall, they don't actually... No one actually gets eaten here.
Yeah, the girl died, and parts of her washed back up. Little boy died, and his raft washed back up because his mom sucks.
And these guys, I mean, the dock kind of gets broken apart and, wait, what's happening here? Oh, okay, we're just flipping back and forth, right? Yeah, those guys, the dock gets attacked. Again, we don't see the fucking shark. And, but no, they don't get eaten.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close call, I guess, because we've already had two people dying quite, pretty quickly. We're only about 27 minutes into the film.
That's good,
and
though.
These guys have some comic relief. Like, they have some comic banter back and forth. So it'd be kind of cruel to kill one of them, I think.
I mean, yeah. This
I think, early, I think that's what they were thinking of when they did this. And those are all real photos. You know it.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that last one is pretty intense.
Yeah. I just saw something today, actually. There was a zoo in Australia or something. There's some sharks and some guy, like, it's somebody's job to feed the fucking sharks or check on the pregnant sharks or something, and it's one of those viral videos where it's like, this guy checks out a pregnant shark for blah, blah. You won't believe what happens next, and I could not be bothered to flick through it, but what I get from the gist of it is that something goes horribly fucking wrong, like that shark lashes out at him or something. I think he's okay. Like, I just refuse to watch those kind of videos or just go to those websites and, like, fucking clickbait.
I don't know, man.
But I really do want to see what happens with that video, you know?
Yeah, I don't get sucked in by the clickbait, but I find myself in those weird parts of YouTube sometimes. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody else knows you're watching it, nobody's going to think less of you. Oh... There are easier ways to climb this dock, sirs. Mm.
Look in those slats. There's gap between the slats of wood to use it like a little ladder for your fingertips, at least.
Yeah, but he's a middle-aged white dude in the 70s, like...
And he's panicking, I guess.
Yes.
We'll give him that. We'll give him that credit. Yes, you may, sir. You did a good job. That guy has no idea what he's doing in this scene. He's just been told to walk towards the camera, look around, and walk away. He has the blankest expression on his face.
Yeah.
But also, kind of in his eyes, you can tell, he's super fucking psyched to be in a movie.
Absolutely. But even in that town hall scene a minute ago, it was like, it was Brody, the mayor, and the one dude from that dock scene just now that managed to stay on the dock for the most part.
Yeah.
Those three were actually acting, and during that town council scene, everybody else just seemed to be standing there.
Yeah. Well, they used, like, the people of Martha's Vineyard as the extras. So then none of these people have any fucking experience of... They've never seen a fucking camera before.
Right. <You know?
laughs> And here is Richard Dreyfuss.
He's so young.
And yet he looks still kind of old, honestly.
I don't know, man.
It's a beard. The beard fucking adds so many years.
Yeah.
Don't I know it. It's true, man. I've been looking at pictures of me just like 3 years ago before I grew this thing, and I recognize myself. I look so awesome.
Yeah, man. Look around your house. I don't recognize some of the pictures of you.
Yeah.
Like, is your wife with a different dude there that looks kind of... Does she have a type?
They're just friends. It's okay. She assures me.
We were on a break. See, Brody just yanked the cigarette out of his mouth, and the dude went up to his mouth with his hand. He should have just loaded another cigarette into his mouth. Oh, fine, take that one.
So, Richard Dreyfuss is a big actor, but I have to make a confession. I really only know him from this film and What About Bob? Did you ever see What About Bob?
I've never seen What About Bob.
Oh, my God, it's a Bill Murray comedy. Bill Murray plays this, like...
Is he Bob?
He is Bob, yes.
Okay,
that is Bob. And he is a... it's just someone who's fucking terrified of anything, basically. He's terrified of outdoors, terrified of crowds and everything like that. What's the word? Agoraphobic? Agoraphobic
schizophrenic?
He's like an agoraphobic, schizophrenic, hydrochondriac or something. Like, he's everything.
Okay.
And Richard Dreyfuss plays his psychiatrist, and it's a funny fucking film. Bill Murray fucking carries it. Richard Dreyfuss plays his therapist, who is referred to him, and he kind of fobs him off because he's going on vacation with his family. Uh-huh. Bill Murray finds a way to get where he's staying, and he basically follows him along for a summer vacation, and hijinks ensue.
Wow.
Yeah, but I bring it up because I have to admit, I've not seen the whole of Close Encounters of the Third Kind all the way through.
Close Encounters is great. Mm-hmm. You know how when movies come out, they put out those companion books that are like the behind-the-scenes photos and art? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got the one that came out for Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm. And when it came out, Steven Spielberg is still really young. He's only a couple movies into his awesome career.
Yeah.
And so when they're talking about the spaceship from the end of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and this book is really, really old, and Steven Spielberg talks about the inspiration for that crazy lit spaceship for Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He was out in L.A., up in the mountains, laying on the hood of his car on his back where his head's dangling upside down, and he's looking off at this like power plant out in the distance. And in the book, he's talking about how he's smoking weed, and he's super high, and he sees this factory, and upside down, and he, in his head, he flipped it right side up, and that's what the ship was going
no
to be.
No fucking way.
But it's just crazy to see Steven Spielberg, in his own words, talking about smoking marijuana like it's totally normal and accepted, because 30 years in the future, he would never be putting that in the book.
No, absolutely.
You know, like, oh, man.
He's probably got somebody like, you know, you can mention the marijuana, just leave out the cocaine, man. Just,
yeah.
That shit won't be cool in a couple of years.
Because this was the 70s. Yeah. The 70s and the 80s, there was, like, cocaine everywhere.
Everywhere. It's fucking built into the budgets of films.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking young Steven Spielberg, by the way, that's something that always struck me about how Richard Dreyfuss looks in this film. Do you not think he bears more than a passing resemblance to how Steven Spielberg looks in all the behind-the-scenes photos?
Yep. Maybe young,
yeah. So this is the shark that they think has been killing everybody. As we know from watching the film, this is but a wee youngin, nothing like what we're gonna see later.
And if you've never seen the film, we're way too early in the film to be catching the bad guy. When there's a monster, you don't get him until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. This is true. Monster movie, 45 minutes in, you can guarantee they're going to be like, we caught it! We found the beast! it's a fucking alligator something.
Even not even a monster, just villains in general. Like, how long did we get into Seven before we saw Kevin Spacey? The last, like, 10... Wait, you've never seen Seven?
I want to try and jump into this conversation, but I can't say.
What?
Again, it's one of those films, I can tell you what the twist is, but I could not tell you what happens
in
that
movie.
Well,
if you've never seen it, now you know who the bad guy is.
Yeah, and I know he doesn't turn up for a while, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, this is a real shark that was actually caught off of Florida, where we are right now. And they shipped it up to wherever Martha's Vineyard is. I don't know that much about American geography. I just know where we are right now. And they caught a shark. They shipped it up to this place to use it for the film. It took a few days to get there. By the time it got there, it stunk to fucking high heaven. And all of the guts, like when they hang it like that, all of the guts slid down from the body into like the bit where it's kind of folding right there. And that just like, and the mouth is right there by all of their faces, so they are fucking gagging this whole time.
Martha's Vineyard is south of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Awesome. Where is Massachusetts?
North of New York.
Okay, I know that.
Boston's in Mass.
Okay.
Salem is in Mass.
Yes, I know that. You know how? I've been playing a bit of Fallout 4 recently.
Ooh.
Set in Massachusetts. So
okay.
I've explored Boston a little bit. I've explored Salem.
Have you bonded with the dog?
I did. And then the dog wasn't talking back to me, so I found a better companion. He's a kind of a 40s detective, but he's also a robot. Nick Valentine. He's badass. He just talks like it's the fucking the Maltese Falcon, you know, the whole time. It's just kind of cool to have somebody walking around there just like, you know, well, I don't think they like that, but you know, I don't really agree with what you did just there, but it just kind of adds to that kind of atmosphere, whereas the dog's just fucking staring at me fucking stupid.
Gonna send a dead shark from Florida all the way to Massachusetts, and it couldn't have got there quick.
No.
Do you have Prime?
Not in those days. Yeah.
Okay, but you have Prime?
I have Prime.
Okay, we just got Prime.
Okay.
Because we needed something in a day.
You needed something like right then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
that's where Prime excels. Like when you fucking need something right into the right now.
Yes, but. That's where they failed. Mm-hmm. We needed something. We needed.
Oh wait, hang on. Hold that thought. Did she slap him already? I think we just missed the slap. It took him like 27 times to slap Roy Schneider.
Oh God, that sucks.
Because yeah, this is the mother of the kid whose raft got destroyed, and also the kid got eaten. And she runs up to him and she slaps him in the face. Basically, he just took the fall for the mayor. The mayor's the one who was saying, yeah, fucking keep the beaches open, tourism, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, man, I know you're on salary, but you don't have to take that.
Yeah. And this is his turning point where he's like, ugh, gotta be my own man and make my own decisions.
He could have just passed the buck on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I order these boots on Prime I order these boots on Amazon, and they're like, if you become a Prime member, you'll get it next day. And we're like, yeah. Awesome, we'll be Prime members. So we did it. And then we look online the next day, and they're like, yeah, it'll be there in like 4 or 5 days.
What?
And we're like, what the hell? And it ended up getting there in 4, but we immediately called, and they said, yes, it is next day shipping, but it's going to take us 2 days to process your order.
Okay.
And yes, okay, I get that. I totally understand that. But you gotta let me know that before I go through all the bullshit of signing up.
Yeah, I get it. Did you go for the free trial, or did you actually fucking pay for it?
We paid for it.
Oh, man.
We paid for it.
You know what? Honestly, if Amazon's been real fucking good, like when something I order misses it by a day or something, they fucking just throw on an extra month of Prime or something. Yeah.
See, if they did that, I'd be on board. You can be late with my stuff whenever you want. I
look forward to when they're late because it means I get a free month of Prime. Like, I've got like, I pay a year of Prime, I get basically 6 months every year for free.
It's like when I go to Taco Bell, I'm just waiting for them to not give me my receipt.
Yeah, so you can get like for shit.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you got to fake being mad about it as well. This is unacceptable. I need this for my taxes.
Meanwhile, I'm getting all the free cinnamon twists with my little nickels. Oh, I really like this scene.
This is cute. Was this improvised or was this... This wasn't improvised, I think. It was scripted, but obviously this kid doesn't know what the fuck he's doing at this age, so...
I would like to think that they just let the kid do shit, and then they let Roy Schneider do what the kid was doing, and then they reversed it.
Yes, that's an excellent theory.
That seems like it'd be the easiest.
Yeah. Rather than get a kid to follow this amazing, you know, iconic actor, just do exactly what he's doing. Follow.
Hey, 4 year old.
Rather just like, hey, amazing award winning actor, just do what this kid's doing.
Yeah, that seems
it's an easier sell.
And if you got union workers, like that, totally, that would help for the day.
Is that siren here or in the movie?
Outside. The siren is outside. Okay. She went to go get him coffee. Do English people really like make tea socially when people come over? I know you don't, but you're...
I am a shocking example of an Englishman.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Like, if your buddy's having a bad day, do you, like, hey, come inside, let me make you a cup of tea, we'll talk about it. Like,
if my buddy is having a bad day, I'd fucking crack open a Carling or something.
What is a
I'm not buddies with fucking Maggie Smith or Judy Dench or whatever. Typically, I guess... I guess, I'm trying to think when... It's definitely in a different era. Yeah.
Is Downton Abbey a place?
Downton Abbey is more of a state of mind, I would say. No, I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't think it's a real thing.
And do y'all have hip-hop in the UK?
Hip-hop?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
We have Jesse J. How's that?
Who's Jesse J?
Never mind.
Yeah, man.
Jesse J, Bang Bang, with Ariana Grande. And
I know who Ariana Grande is.
Okay. Well, Jesse J is big enough to get her on her single, so...
Okay, fair enough.
I don't fucking know.
Fair enough.
I couldn't tell you. Look at me. I'm a shocking Englishman, and I am so white, and I could not tell you the first thing about British music. I just listen to American music when I'm over in England. I can have playlists of songs. I come over to America, and I specifically find all the music I hear while I'm over here, mm-hmm. and then I take it back to England, and I just fucking listen to it for a year until I came back. This is a romantic scene.
Okay, so Dreyfus is drinking wine?
Yes.
What is Brody drinking?
I think he's drinking wine as well, but he's drinking it out of is it a pint glass?
Because he's a man.
He's a rock star. And it seems like these two have really good chemistry, and he seems super pissed about it.
Yeah.
Look at this.
See, and look at her rubbing his arm. See, he knows that she's got the hots for Dreyfus, and now she's touching him, so she knows that he knows that she's got the...
She's trying to bring him back, like...
Yeah.
Trying to include him in the conversation, and...
Baby, don't
and
sweat
he
it.
He knows that she knows that he knows.
Yeah.
So that's why he's giving that kind of smirk right there.
Uh-huh. He's proud of himself. He is proud
he's
of
like,
that.
Like, yeah, bro, your wife's checking me out.
Hell yeah. Rogue. The word is rogue. Rogue
it's pronounced
One.
Rouge.
Is it? Oh, no. God. No, it's not. Yeah. Rogue One, I'm
Star
excited
Wars.
About.
George Lucas. Mm-hmm. We're still on the track of
yes.
Jaws.
And Rogue One comes out, what is it, December of this year?
Because
the next year, Episode 8 comes out. And apparently, the next movie that comes out, the next anthology movie that comes out after Rogue One, because they were talking about the Boba Fett and the Yoda, we get Han Solo first.
Han shot first?
Yeah, we get
Han
the Han
shooting first.
We get the Han Solo movie after Rogue One.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
I'll hold judgment until I see who's playing Han. But they capture the kind of the energy that they did with Force Awakens. I'll be down with it.
As long as you give me old Han, at least as like a cameo. If you just show me prequel and then cut to like 30 years in the future for like the last 5 seconds.
All right, so this is the autopsy of the shark that they caught earlier, thinking this is the one. They think, oh, all's well and done, but now they're not too sure. They're going to cut open the shark. There should be some bits of boy, bits of girl in there. That license plate, speaking of Deep Blue Sea earlier, is the same license plate that gets thrown out of that shark when they find that shark 5 minutes into the movie. That is a classic license plate. Anything to do with sharks, you'll probably find that license plate thrown in there somewhere. It's kind of an Easter egg for sharks in general these days.
Now, when they're doing this autopsy, is that a prop shark or is that still the same smelly dead shark?
I have to assume at this point it's a prop shark. You don't see it very closely.
I would hope.
Yeah, I would really hope so.
It'd be disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a prop shark at this point.
You're the sheriff. Right?
That's true. That I think the only reason they're going out on this boat right now is because they are absolutely shit-faced on wine. When you saw how he was pounding it.
Which leads me to the Yuengling.
Do you remember the first time you watched this movie?
No, actually. I remember throughout my childhood, this movie, my parents had it on VHS, and it was playing on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just remember it being a thing. I don't remember the first time.
Yeah, it's just one of those films you kind of grow up with, and it's part of your childhood, but you forget the first time you saw it.
Mm-hmm. And it's been playing on what is it? Not American Movie Classics or it was one of those channels.
Yeah,
it's been playing like all month.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is timely. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah. Granted, I've only caught a couple minutes of it here and there, but every time I'm channel surfing, it's on.
Yeah. Just waiting for it. It's waiting for you. Oh, you're back? Let's continue.
Yeah, no, it's one big-ass fish. It's not a bunch of tiny ones. Man, the Jaws soundtrack, though.
I was just about to jump in with that, yeah.
John Williams, everything. It sets the mood perfect. Everything this man does, though, is amazing.
The I know everyone's like the, the dum is the iconic part of it. But when we get out to the chase a bit later, I'm going to point out one of my favorite parts of the music. That just fucking, I don't know, it's that. I'll point it out when it comes out, but it's like the furious violin back and forth, and it's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Jaws. Hey, what did they name the shark? What did they name the unruly mechanical shark for this?
Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, so all right. He is Bruce from here on out. Now that we know this.
Oh, we got to call him Bruce. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, because it's kind of like a little personification to the shark.
And like we were saying, man, you gotta personify the shark.
Do you root for the shark in this film?
If
the mayor was out on the boat with them, you would be rooting for the shark to eat the mayor.
Yeah, I will root for the shark. I mean, because even Brody is kind of shitty at his job,
mm-hmm.
For just kind of doing what he was told.
Yeah.
nowadays,
you're not a man.
Yeah, depending on the actor, nowadays, if this movie were to happen, he would have laid the mayor out in the first 10 minutes mm-hmm. and done, or at least a halfway point, and then the mayor would have been eaten.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as Bruce isn't trying to eat Richard Dreyfuss, I'm on board with Bruce.
Well, the shark does try and eat Richard Dreyfuss.
Absolutely, which means in this movie. Every other scene I'm okay with.
So you're going to root for the shark for the next, like, 50 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
man.
As soon as it turns on poor Richard Dreyfuss, you're going to fucking just switch allegiances right there.
Yeah, but as soon as
knowing that the shark is going to turn on Richard Dreyfuss, you're still going to root for him for that time.
Yes.
You're going to give him the benefit of the doubt until...
yes.
Until he actually does it. Just in case this film is different to all the other versions of the film where he doesn't try and eat him for a change.
Now, he just pulled that tooth out of that boat with a knife and then he caught it as it's going down. Like,
is this... He's the one who's diving. Okay, so this shot right here. Hang on. This shot is... yeah. That shot is fucking iconic as well. Delayed reaction. That shot was added in... that was shot in someone's swimming pool. The producer's or the editor's swimming pool. It was edited in after, like, the first cut because the shot when the shark jumps out later on with the chum and you see, like, the fucking shark pop out of nowhere, that got a massive fucking scream. And Steven Spielberg, he admits he got greedy and he wanted another moment like that. So he added that shot in. And that's the first shot in the movie when everyone in the audience, that's the first one where everybody fucking screams because it takes them by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
The knock-on effect of that is that when the shark fucking pops up later on in the movie, not as many people find it as scary.
Yeah.
Because he got a little greedy. But I think they, I don't know, the shot when he's fucking chumming in the water and then the shark pops up behind him, I think that's a better shot.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Yeah, I'm okay with the one-eyed dead guy.
Mm. I think they have that at Universal, don't they, that prop? Or at least a replication of that prop.
I think so, yeah.
At the horror makeup show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing of... Well, no, they got the shark still, I guess. Bruce 2. It is called Bruce 2, actually, you know that.
Yeah. I just forgot his name. I forgot the first name. Bruce.
It doesn't really strike fear into your hearts, does it?
No. But that mayor... Oh, you found a tooth the size of a shot glass, but you don't have it right now? Then fine, I'm not going to
believe
the
you.
Scientist
yeah.
and the cop. What?
Problem is, he needs a new house. He needs a new wing of his house.
Yeah. His problem is tourism. Their problem is dead tourists. Our causes are one and the same at this point.
Did you give a shit when the shark when the Jaws ride closed at Universal?
I got a lot of Facebook friends that worked Universal, so at the time, yes, but realistically, no. I didn't care either way.
Because we all knew what was coming anyway,
yeah,
honestly.
Did not care.
It was a really fun ride, and it's a shame there's no ride still like it, I guess. It's kind of the closest thing Universal had to Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, but how long have we been without King Kong, and now they're making a new King Kong?
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
Third park or something.
Monster Under the Water is scary, mm-hmm. and nothing is currently filling that void. That's give true. It a couple years before something fills it, even if it's not the shark.
Yeah. But I love that whole... I did like that whole area and the fucking
really
sign
cool
right there. It was a great ride, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really well done.
Like, the queue was awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking cheesy as shit, but it was mm-hmm. cute.
It's all about the queue, though. I really like the queue for Poseidon's Fury, too. I don't care what anybody says.
There's
one
nothing
of my...
in there. What the fuck?
Yeah, but the little story, the story on all the signs, like Lee... I'm the only person that paid attention to
it's
all
so
that.
Dark in there, and mostly when I walk into Poseidon's Fury, I'm just frustrated that I don't have any Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, there was little signs that have, like, the legend, so that, like, you know, whenever you get into that room and the dude starts talking about all the weird Poseidon bullshit, had you paid attention in the queue, you would have known all that before you even met the guy.
That's, so they just plastered the spoilers all over the fucking queue line.
They tell you all about the legend and all that. Like, by the time, like, you get in there, like, you, it's... But that whole big room to tiny room at the end,
Or tiny room to big room.
Well, big room to tiny room too at the very end, right?
No. It's...
Don't they go back tiny? No?
We
leave and it's still huge and full of fire?
I think once the final battle's done and the show's over, they don't give a shit anymore. It's like, all right, get the fuck out.
That's so sad.
I don't know. It's been a while since I did that show.
That show was... And the water tunnel?
Yeah, if that's still running.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing different versions of that. Like, they turn it off for some reason.
It's like
and then
the Yeti in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, the Yeti in fucking Animal Kingdom just does not work at all. It's just they're just constantly playing, like, fucking freeze.
Yeah, we're just going to turn this 20-foot-tall animatronic off, and instead, you're moving, we'll just hit it with a strobe, it'll
lights.
Be fine. That was a really topical arcade game.
Well, the shooting... Yeah, like, how fast did they fucking make that shit?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? People did make arcade games in, like, 3 weeks back then.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, actually, you know, they still do it. Look how fast people make these, like, Trump video games and shit.
But now it's done for its dead people.
And not a single person flashing their penis. That's a sign of the times. That's the kind of people we are now. If you did a live broadcast from the beach, somebody would whip it out, you know.
Or there'd be some asshole behind the newscaster yelling, "Fucker Reitner, that guy." God, I hate those people. It started out as a hoax, and now people actually do it because they think it's funny. The funniest part about those videos is the newscaster trying to deal with that.
It's just, the look of just resignment on their face, and they're like, "Oh."
Yeah, they're torn between professionalism and knocking somebody out.
Yeah. Why don't you fucking get in the water, Mr. Mayor? Fucking sending those poor bastards out there.
Oh, yeah, we're old. We're gonna
take the raft. Eaten. That worked out well for that kid. It's the same fucking color and everything.
I mean, but they just took three kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them dies, they're going to save... I was reading the other day that it costs like around like $120,000 to raise a kid from like born to 18 years old.
I see where you're going.
Just like the cost of like, not even like the cost of college, but just the cost of like parenting.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if they could drop at least one of those kids, and let's face it, they grabbed all three, so they're probably down to go down.
They're edging like, the beds.
Even more than that. But that's so much money. I don't make $120,000 in a year.
that's a solid but dark theory of this whole of what they were just doing.
Yeah, I mean,
you think they just did the math in their head right there, and they just reckoned like, there's a shark in the water. We can get $360,000 for these kids.
Yeah, and every parent, like, if you have multiple kids, like, and I've in front of your kids, you'll say no, I love them all, but like. Every parent that I've asked when their kid is in the room, I've asked, like, do you have a favorite? And most of them, occasionally, they'll tell me, like, who their favorite is. But most of them will acknowledge that, yes, that is the case, but they won't tell me which.
Because they know you'll fucking just run off and tell the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, I'm going to fuck up your childhood. But, like, with those parents, even if those two old people had a favorite, even if they were, oh, my God, if they were grandchildren, that'd be so killer.
you should never be a dad. Just the way your mind works. Purely fiscal.
Yeah, man. You got to run it by the numbers.
You're like, I get this many tax credits for having a kid, and then I get this much money if they fucking disappear.
Have you seen Black Mass?
No.
I watched Black Mass like 2 days ago with Johnny Depp, and at one point
You're watching it with Johnny Depp?
No, no.
I need to hang out with you more often.
Johnny Depp is in Black Mass. I was watching it with my urban friends, but... we're watching this movie, and in Black Mass, Whitey Bulger, his lady's like kid, comes home from school, and he's in trouble because he decked this bully kid that was picking on him. Uh-huh. And Johnny Depp's like, "Why do you think you're in trouble?" The kid goes, "Because I punched somebody." And Johnny Depp goes, "No, you're not in trouble because you punched some little snot-nosed asshole. You're in trouble because you punched some little snot-nosed asshole in front of witnesses." And that is the kind of dad that I will strive to be.
Life goals.
Don't start the problem, but finish it and just do it in private.
Do it quietly. Yeah. Make the problem go away.
I don't care if you punch him in front of other kids. Just don't do it in front of a teacher.
No one believes a kid.
Yeah, I don't believe kids. When I run into little kids that are like having temper tantrums in Walmart... I hang out in the toy aisle. I don't hang out in the toy aisle. But
that's your stomping ground right there.
I go to the toy aisle because I like toys. I'm a nerd. I also dig comic books and video games and shit. But if there's a little kid being an asshole or like temper tantrum, I'll walk by and I'll fart and I'll crop dust them.
But then walk away.
Mm-hmm. Or if little kids are walking slow, I'll growl like a dog. And when they turn around, I'll just straight face to not say anything because I'm an adult and they'll look right past me. It's the greatest.
They don't suspect the adult.
Yeah. Again, to clarify, I don't just hang out.
Too late. It just sounds like you got way... There's way too much experience with this. Like, you've done this way too many times. This cannot be just a passing thing that happens. Oh, whenever I'm in the toy aisle, I just fart on kids and growl like a dog. But
and these little kids are assholes.
They're not Brody's kids, are they?
I don't think so, but they deserve to be eaten or shot. Right.
What a little grass.
And you see that? They pulled their hoods back because if they'd kept their hoods up, they would have been shot.
Mm-hmm. Because they look black.
I mean, I wasn't going to say that. It's Martha's Vineyard. I don't even think there's like an urban person that actually lives there.
That is true. This is a movie. I don't think we've seen much representation here.
Mm-mm.
But is that accurate?
Oh, there we go.
Speaking of.
We got a black kid on the beach.
All right.
Black lady on the beach. Obviously not together.
Or just a bad parent.
Yeah. Bad parenting seems to run rampant in Amity.
Oh, there's his kid. Okay. Yeah. Just sitting there, oblivious to the fucking world.
Yeah, and that was a missed opportunity for Bruce, because I saw Deep Blue Sea. That little kid was really close to the water. He could have just...
I've seen in Deep Blue Sea when sharks can just pop out the water, eat somebody, and then just pop back away again.
Yeah. When that shark came out and grabbed Samuel L. Jackson, how did he flop back in the water?
Gracefully, yeah. From what I remember,
because there was no like fish flopping, like he no. like went in there just to
this is an iconic shot. Like, this one haunted me when I first saw it, like, because that's the first real glimpse of the shark that you get. Uh-huh. You know, and that's what I always imagine. That's what I always imagine, like when I was swimming, I would always imagine like looking down the water and like the water being that crystal clear, so being able to see a shark that well. Uh-huh. And that's like that's the worst fucking fear, you know?
I go lake swimming and boating a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm a 28-year-old man. I know there's not sharks in the lake. I know there's gators, but I live in Florida, so you just deal with that. But anytime I'm swimming in the center of the lake and the seaweed at the bottom touches my feet, I involuntarily kick, and I don't stop kicking until I get out of the water.
Just like stop your propellers and just swim to the top. And
Okay, so that little kid has both of his legs. So the half-leg kid, he's disappeared, right? He is dead.
Yeah, no, that was a kind of an adult that was trying to do the right thing. I don't know. He kind of got... Fucking dry your eyes, Bono.
Yeah, it's get not over you. It.
Although it is his brother, I think, isn't it? That's why they're so concerned.
Yeah.
Fuck, all these kids look the same. I can't fucking tell what's going on. They've all got that 70s look, you know, just fucking long... Long hair and everything.
And it's... It, oh, man.
Does the doctor look like Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Like Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah. This is gonna be fun!
All right, we're at the halfway point of the movie, and this is going to be just a bunch of exposition. I don't know about you. I'm going to go pee.
Fair enough. I'll hang here until you get back, and then I'll do the same. What's up, Mayor? You're a dick. Sorry, doesn't cut it. I'm gonna stab you with it. You weren't acting in the town's best interest. You were acting in your own best interest. He doesn't do the right thing. If I was Quint, I would ask them for so much money. My kids were on that beach too, but they didn't get eaten, dick. He's just smoking in a hospital, man. That's the price. That is a great idea. $10,000, $200 a day, whether I catch it or not.
And back in those days, that's good money.
Bro, I would do shows right now for that money. Like...
Speaking of drinking, hopefully you are drinking along with us, because that's going to make this commentary a lot more interesting. We are drinking Bud Light and Yuengling tonight. This guy knows his shit.
Wait, kids have scissors classes?
They learn slower back then. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. Kids are stupid.
I mean, scissors, there's only so much you can teach. They go one way.
Teaching children's all about repetition. You'd be surprised how dumb they are.
So would you consider this the start of the second act of the movie? Because if you had to break this movie down into three acts, it would be shark terrorizes land, shark terrorizes town, town rallies together, which I guess would be this part here, and then town defeats shark, right?
Yeah,
Is there any other way to break it down better than that? Because we're over halfway into the movie, and it finally feels like they're doing something about the shark.
I normally break it into two halves. The first half is a psychological thriller. The second half is an actual kind of action movie, kinda.
Okay, I see that. But you know how like most movies have your typical three-act structure?
Yeah, everything in theater is better in three acts.
Yeah, is this one of those films that just doesn't work that way, maybe? Attacks land, land attacks shark back. Is that the better way to just like just do it in halves, like you say?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe, but just because I do it the way I do it, I can still totally be off base and wrong.
We will find out. I just assumed every single film had like had a three-act structure. But I'm struggling to work out what it would be with this one.
Yeah, I feel like theater in general is supposed to have that three-act structure. I mean, I know magic works better when you approach it as three.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to do a bunch of tricks.
Too. Yeah.
David Copperfield does his shows in three acts.
Well, if David Copperfield does it.
Hey, man, if Mr. Copperfield wants to do whatever he wants
Mr.
to do.
Mr. Copperfield.
Yeah. And that's spelled Copperfield, like grab your titties, because David Copperfield is an amazing magician, but allegedly he has a rape island. I'm not saying that's
the
case.
Most people restrain themselves to like a rape apartment or something.
Yeah, man, if this man owns an island and
just for raping?
Yeah. I don't even know if they won that case or he came out innocent on that, but like,
yeah, it's out there.
Yeah,
that much is done.
The court of public opinion's terrible, and really though, if David Copperfield invited me to his island, I would take one for the team just so I could go to David Copperfield's island. David, if you're listening, my name is Carl Skeens. I'm a magician.
He'll totally take it. That's true. The public opinion thing is absolutely true. Like, if I was working in a pet store and Richard Gere walked in asking for a gerbil, I'd be like, not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how things like, you know, we all say innocent until proven guilty, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how fast that changes with certain things. Or certain people, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, even OJ. Did he do it? weren't even here for that, right?
My experience with O.J. Simpson is the Naked Gun films.
Okay.
And on that alone, he's a fucking great guy.
I
don't know anything else about him. Apparently he played a sport, but apart from that,
yeah, apparently he played a sport and murdered two people. but he was found innocent, and I was reading a book recently, which sounds really, really convincing, that it wasn't O.J., that it was actually his son, which would explain why the glove doesn't fit and would explain why OJ has just committed. Because if your kid did something fucked up and you were dad, wouldn't you take the fall?
I guess, yeah.
But at the end of the day...
Look at Han Solo.
Yes. You know, if Han Solo pressed the button, then Kylo is redeemed. or has the chance to be redeemed. If he did not, that motherfucker deserves to die.
Mm-hmm. Your kid fell to the dark side. Fuck it. I'll take one for the team.
Mm-hmm. But Luke was dressed in all black, and he turned out to not suck.
That's an excellent synopsis. that should be the top synopsis for Return of the Jedi. Luke's dressed in all black, but it turns out he doesn't suck.
And this boat is way too tiny to... I mean, I know they don't know how big the shark is.
They find out in the worst possible fucking way.
Yeah, I know they're
already way the fuck out there.
They have no idea, but, like, this boat's way too tiny to be hunting for...
And honestly, if you're basing it off of the shark that they caught earlier, off of the size of that shark, you'd think a boat like that would be absolutely fine.
Absolutely, yeah. But there were no people parts in that shark from earlier.
No. But that's kind of, I mean, you look at that shark and think, that's a big fucking shark. Until he starts chumming the water here and it pops up.
If they had Kevin Costner's boat from Waterworld, they would have been set. I saw him get that weird fish gator.
You're one of about five people in America that saw him catch that weird fish gator. Like, that movie did not do good at all.
I don't care.
But you know
what?
I kind of have a soft spot for that movie.
It is a guilty pleasure movie of mine. Also, another guilty pleasure movie of mine that laugh at me if you want, but I would not mind doing this with Clueless. I am all about some Paul Rudd.
I've heard so much about this Clueless movie, and it's a British thing, but I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Clueless?
I've seen elements of it. I know Donald Faison's in it, and Alicia
Silverstone. Alicia Silverstone, yeah.
I know it kind of made her career, and that she's basically known for that movie and not much else.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about that movie.
And then Paul Rudd's her, I don't know, cousin or half-brother.
Didn't even know Paul Rudd was in it. Is that kind of what started his thing?
I don't know. I know it was really early for him. Okay. Paul Rudd is like related to her in some, or like her dad's previous marriage. It's like his ex-wife's son or something, and she ends up hooking. I mean, there's something weird about meeting big brother figure, and then 3/4 of the way through the movie, you're now having the hots for big brother figure, and it's just accepted and never. Acknowledged how fucking it's never acknowledged how weird that actually is.
Yeah.
Like Lolita. Have you seen Lolita?
I don't know if I'm just old or British or what. I've not seen any of the films you've talked about.
Oh my god. If you watch Lolita, but just go out of your way to delete your search history, don't do it around mixed company. See, you have witnesses that you're not a pedophile, but Lolita will make you feel weird. Yeah.
Which one's Lolita? Synopsis, please.
Okay, have you ever... Lolita, when the adult girls are dressed in, like, the super, like, little girl, like, outfits and, like, the curly hair...
I'm just going to look it up on my phone.
Yeah, that movie is where that shit fucking came. I think it's like from a book originally. And it's really weird. Like this dude, adult, hooks up with like a child. And yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
Leon the Professional is the closest thing to being weird and acceptable. But like Lolita, you need to watch it for sake of completeness for cinema.
Is this are we talking about the Stanley Kubrick film?
Yes.
Oh, this is old. I thought that film was much more recent than that. I guess I'm confusing it with Leon or Run Lola Run.
Leon the Professional. Oh, with Gary Oldman. That movie was amazing. Which, apparently, the dude that wrote The Professional, that whole dude and Natalie Portman... was based on this actual relationship with it that he had with this little girl that ended up when she, and he wasn't fucking her when she was little. He wasn't like dirty, but like when she got older, he was still dating the little girl. Weirdest thing.
I've not heard a single thing about this. I was way off as to what that was so about.
Yeah, man, it's,
no idea.
And it's a Kubrick film. It was, like, nationally released. Probably went to the movie, and they're in the audience and had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Quint.
Let's get back to this film. Yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm going to start paying attention to this film again when we have that iconic shot with the chum.
We haven't seen a shark yet.
Honestly.
Like, not since we saw
it. No, we haven't had a good shot. We haven't had a good shot of the shark.
We got that half, like, sideways one.
It's all been tip so far.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for the shaft.
I mean, yeah, it has been just the tip, and it has not been enough. It hasn't been fulfilling. Aye, aye!
So apparently Robert Shaw was absolutely, I don't know the American phrase, but he was cunted during the filming of this movie.
Cunted, explain.
Absolutely shit-faced.
Okay.
Like, drank every fucking day on the set. And there's a scene later on where he does the famous USS Indianapolis speech. The first day they shot it, it was just unusable. Like, he was slurring every single fucking word, none of it was usable, none of it at all. And that's really funny, because apparently he went back the next day, he fucking groveled about it. The USS Indianapolis speech is one of the most famous parts of this movie, you know. So he fucking pulled his shit together at the end. But yeah, most of this movie he is a raging alcoholic.
I mean, yeah, but if you're playing, is that really
and
him?
And it probably,
being...
I don't know, it probably adds to the character that we're seeing in the film. I don't know Robert Shaw from anything else.
Yeah, was he, I'd be interested to know if he really is, oh.
Oh. It's about as convincing as the Jaws ride. Having seen this movie for the first time, that shot just for the first time in 15 years, yeah, it's about as convincing as when that pops out there.
But that, honestly, if you just flip side of the coin, that the Jaws ride was just as good as the movie.
And that's kind of what they were going for, I guess. So,
kudos,
yeah.
Universal Studios.
Well played. All right, you captured the feeling and the heart of the movie right there. And yeah, that's when they realize... Yeah, what you said, they need a bigger fucking boat. Paraphrasing.
Paraphrasing. You just need to commit.
This is a good show.
Now, okay, that was a robot shark.
Mm-hmm.
What was propelling it forward?
There's so much making of stuff about this film.
Because there were multiples, right? For
there were a
the
few.
Different shots.
Yeah. It wasn't kind of self-propelled like a fucking propeller.
It's
like
not that the tail
thing.
Was moving it like
no,
a real shark.
Which is how they did it with Deep Blue Sea, by the way. I feel like it's actually like a crane underwater, basically.
Mm.
Or like a... you know, like a jack lift sort of thing, you
mm-hmm.
know, kind of driving along the ocean or swinging along the ocean or something like that. I think that was how it was done.
Did you
it's
see?
Moving real fast.
Yeah. Did you see the Rocketeer?
I'm sorry, I did not. I've seen elements of the Rocketeer, but that's just one of those Disney films that did not appeal to me at all.
Because when the Rocketeer was flying around, they had the actor in his jetpack and his helmet. And he was hanging by wires below an actual helicopter.
Okay, no fucking way.
Yeah, I mean, I know you haven't seen, but the movie's good. You need to watch the movie.
It sounds fucking awesome. I know what a helicopter looks like, and I know what someone hanging from a helicopter looks like.
But if you just watch the special features and you see the dude dangling like 40 feet below the helicopter, makes it way more impressive.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Come here,
losing
darling.
His shit. Okay, wait. Is that a spear and a shotgun?
I don't know what a harpoon gun looks like. But I'm sure it's an actual thing.
I was fairly sure that like harpoon guns looked more like... operated more like a crossbow than
like
a shotgun.
Yeah, like the medieval time sort of things.
Yeah, or like the harpoon gun in Waterworld.
He's swimming very fucking slow, though.
Uh-huh. See, Bruce is just chilling. You guys think he's coming right at you, and Bruce is just fucking hanging out. And when he gets up to you, oh, there's people here. I'm going to eat them.
Yeah. Like, the ocean's only so big, and at a certain point, your spaces are going to have to coincide with each other.
Okay, that barrel just went straight up. Perfectly. Mm-hmm. Just look at how high that railing is.
No.
It should have been pulled to the side and stuck for...
Fuck up the boat, honestly.
Yeah, right? Like, that barrel shouldn't have just rocketed up and then... Okay.
Just a clean pop right there.
Yeah, I'm glad I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one that thought that looked weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're good. And... away it goes.
It's a big-ass shark.
Now, they did this in Mythbusters, I think, that a shark of that size could submerge a barrel, but it wouldn't be able to fucking just keep it down there. Like, Bruce right now is basically just chilling under the break of the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Just, in a sense, hiding. But I think he does this for, like, I don't know, 14 hours or something. Apparently, he would not be able to do that. Which is fair.
Yeah.
I know, what's the human equivalent of that? How heavy? I don't know, carrying like a 400-pound weight or something.
I have no idea. I know how dog year is equivalent to human years, but that's all I got. Not equivalent. Equate. Equivalent's not even a word.
It's only not a word if you don't make it a word.
Well, I mean, apparently if you say shit enough and the internet gets a hold of it, it'll show up in Webster's next year.
Absolutely. We have 1 year. It's early in the year. We can make equivalates in the Webster dictionary.
Equivalent, yeah.
I've got inside contacts at Webster, don't worry.
Hey, man, all I got to do is share it on Facebook and Twitter enough. With the Twitter tweets.
Just get enough likes. And reblogs on the Thumbler.
The Thumbler.
Oh, this is when there are trading injuries and shit. St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I've been there.
Celebrating your third wife's demise.
Let's not brush past that, Quint.
Yeah.
That's a story right there.
I'm very interested, not only in that, but I'd like to know about first and second wife's demise, too.
That was phrased in an interesting way.
Yeah. I'm fairly sure third wife went out on a boat trip and just he came back alone.
Where did that chum come from?
Hey, man, no witnesses. No witnesses. I mean, I know you're happy now, but You should buy a boat.
Quint is just like Dexter's dad.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like.
Quint's taking his pants off. Pretty yep. soon they're going to be sucking dicks.
You get three guys drinking enough. Eventually they're going to get naked.
I mean,
thankfully there's only the two of us here tonight.
Yeah, but that statement is entirely true.
Look at him egging them on. What's that you got down there? What's that on your waist?
Yeah.
Let me get a better look at it.
You said you had a tattoo on your inner thigh. You're wearing jeans. The only way we can see it is if you just take them off.
Man, that Brody. What a shit stirrer. So yeah, this is a scene they shot when, especially this is one that leads into the speech with the USS Indianapolis, and here it is right here. Apparently, this part before he starts actually talking. Okay, this is where he's a little bit more sober, but yeah, before that, absolutely shit-faced. So all that shit where he's like pulling his skin up and unbuckling his pants and everything, yeah.
So that he was probably wasted on, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think so. And then I just noticed when they cut to this bit here where he's telling this fantastic fucking speech, whole different change in demur and everything. And I read this, again, being so interested in sharks as a kid, I read this story. I had a book of, you know, fucking shark tales, I guess. As a kid, and this was in it, and it's fucking horrifying.
There was like a year or so ago, in an Exxon boat off of the coast of Africa got hit with a rogue wave. Mm. The water was only 200-300 feet deep at the time. But they got hit with a rogue wave, the boat capsized and sunk, and immediately sunk to the bottom. So it's upside down, right?
Jeez.
There's the chef on the boat. He's in his rack, in his little room or whatever on the boat, and in the middle of the night, all of a sudden his room's upside down and the boat starts flooding. The boat's flooded really, really slow. He survived on like munchies and like cans of soda. And as the water went higher, he was having to go through the P-way and grab other mattresses and stack them up on top of his so that he could sleep above the water level.
Yeah.
But he was down there for days. He listened to barracudas and sharks swimming through the ship, eating his dead shipmates that were on the boat when it sunk. And then after being down there for a couple days, Exxon sent scuba divers to salvage, and they knocked on the side, and he knocked back, and they swam through the boat and saved him. Really happened within like 2 weeks. They auctioned off, like they optioned off the rights to a movie, and it got bought.
We'll see that in a couple of years.
Yep,
that's being worked on right the fuck now.
Yeah, but there's YouTube video from the scuba divers when they swim up into the dude's room, and the guy like thinks they're gonna be sharks, and it's people, and he goes from being really sad to being really happy. Oh man,
I want to see that guy's face when he's expecting sharks, but he sees people. Like, yeah. That's the best fuck. That must be the best fucking feeling in the world.
Oh, man. It's so motivating. People are awesome.
Man, that's a GoPro commercial I want to see.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Enough of this flying drones through fireworks and shit. Like, that's a real fucking life-changing moment you want to see right there.
Yeah, man. I would be reassessing where my life was headed.
And then you see it's divers. That's a fucking awesome story, man. It's a long fucking story that Quint's telling.
It still have. I was able to tell a story that was way more impressive and motivating in way less time.
Way more relevant, yeah.
1945.
Anyway, he's like, anyway, we delivered the bombs. She just fucking summarizes it with that. Man. I like that speech, but you know what? I listened to your story again.
Thank you, thank you.
I saw a video of when they closed the Jaws ride over at Universal, and people were singing... Oh, wait, no, sorry, it's not this song. It's the song after this when they start singing Show Me the Way to Go Home. Mm-hmm. When they were trying to when they were closing the doors to the ride for the final time, there was, like, I don't know, a few hundred people out there. They did this Occupy Amity thing, because it was around the time of, like, Occupy Wall Street, and they thought that would make a difference. But they forgot it's like a theme park and you have to get kicked out eventually.
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah. Everybody just started singing this song. But nobody knew the words to this part right here. So it's just like, blah, 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 blah. Show me the way to go home. Like a couple hundred people just joining in right at the very end there.
Yeah.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, show me the way to go.
Start the engine. See, Quint knows.
And Richard Dreyfuss looks a little bit like Chewie, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that George Lucas took a little bit of inspiration from this movie. Even earlier when he's mocking Quint, he's like, just a place of like, it would be the exact same thing. That's just Robert Shaw, absolutely cunted still.
Oh, because Dad's gonna do a lot. What? Was that an airplane or a shooting star?
Who do we ask? B.O.B.?
Yeah, was that...
That is actually a shooting star, and that's not a visual effect.
Another shooting star. Mm. There were just two.
Yeah.
In rapid succession.
That is, they just got super fucking lucky.
Wait, while filming, did you just refer to B.O.B. as in the rapper that thinks the earth is flat?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm a day late and a dollar short, but I'm on the same page.
You're about 8 years short on B.O.B.
Honestly, I didn't even know who the hell B.O.B. was until he started saying dumb shit about the shape of the earth.
Yeah.
I had no idea who he was until I watched Neil deGrasse Tyson on Larry Wilmore's show Own Him.
But did you see... that cracked me up when he said that, because the funniest tweet I saw was somebody was like... Because, yeah, B.O.B. was like preaching about how the earth is flat and all what, and somebody... Funniest fucking individual in the world. I want to meet them, whoever it is. They tweeted, B.O.B. also thought airplanes in the night sky were shooting stars, so why should we listen to him?
Yeah, B.O.B.'s speaking privileges have been revoked. You ever have to revoke somebody's speaking privileges?
It hasn't come up yet.
I've had to do that occasionally.
Really?
Yeah, if they start saying dumb shit, just tell them your speaking privileges have been revoked. And if they try and talk... And they'll stop.
I'm going to keep that in mind for maybe like next episode or something.
Yeah, man.
We start talking about fat chicks and blowjobs again.
Hey, I just referred to that, and you wanted an explanation, so I gave it to you. I mean, I don't necessarily know that. I don't think that's. He knows what using a radio is, right?
Yeah, I assume he's trained.
I'm pretty. The phone call.
He's more trained than Quint is on turning off a radio.
That word, phone call. I'm not. I don't think it means what you think it means. You're certifiable. You're looking for a big-ass shark on a really tiny boat. Because the first barrel did so much. Let's see if it has jet propulsion on the bottom of this one.
Okay, is this music cue right here, this, like, violin?
Ooh, yeah.
I like this one a lot. It's not the one you immediately think of when you think of Jaws, but it's a good.
Yeah. Oh no! See, that one went out a little closer to form. Yeah, it's definitely not the song. Yeah. It's not the song that people are referring to, but it definitely hits the mood. Oh, it definitely hits the mood.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's just an exciting kind of like. I don't know, people working or like a montage sort of a cue, you know.
Montage! Montage! It's almost like, it sounds like the happy times are right around the corner.
They're so close to vindication.
He's setting us up for failure is what he's doing.
I bet this fucking barrel disappears as well.
Disappear and then turn. Then the shark needs to turn around and hit him up in the back. Mm-hmm. Tactically, that seems like Bruce's best course.
Bruce is smarter than the average bear, so I think he's going to suss this out.
Yeah, and Quint drinks a little bit too much to be like running motor vehicles, so the shark just needs to eat him. Yeah. And Brody, you said Brody died number 3?
I feel like he dies in 3.
We know he didn't die in 2.
He either dies in 3 or he's not in 3 at all.
Okay, yeah.
One of the
so
two. He's definitely in 2 because he had a 3. Roy Schneider has a 3-picture deal with this movie, and he's in Jaws 2, much to his disgrace, I'm sure. But he's not in Jaws 3 or 4. He's in another film for Universal. So, I don't know what that other one is. Not Jaws 3 or 4. And
it's like when
I feel like the character though is played by somebody else, and I think they get killed, but you see it's off screen or something, and it's either 3 or 4. I feel like it's 4 because that would make more sense of what you were saying earlier about the wife being all fucking distraught about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think 3 is a very self-contained movie that just takes place at SeaWorld. And then 4 is the one where she's all, like, distraught about it, and it's like she thinks the shark is following her. And like,
yeah. I totally forgot they did the SeaWorld movie.
Yeah. I wish I could forget they did the SeaWorld movie.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, did you see Blackfish?
I have not seen Blackfish.
Okay, complete fucking propaganda, but I would totally be down to watch a Jaws movie, only instead of sharks in the ocean, it's the whale at SeaWorld.
The whale at SeaWorld, like Shamu just gets loose.
I would
loose.
Be willing to watch Jaws, but with the cast of, like, people. As
the cast of Blackfish.
Yeah, the people, like, the one that got, like, fucked up. Like, I know that mm-hmm. sounds terrible, but, like, that is so topical. I will not want. I do not enjoy your Blackfish propaganda. But if you show me Shamu getting mad because he's in a tank and murdering people and just build it up like Jaws, I'd be on board with your cause.
You could probably recut Jaws 3 and with every shot of the shark. There's enough footage of Shamu looking pissed off.
We can just fix it in post.
Yeah, we should do that, man.
That's not a bad film. I mean, I'm sure the family would not be satisfied at that, but, like, that's a very dramatic way to bring...
It would be, I mean, it would have just as much truth to it, honestly, as mm-hmm. the Blackfish film.
And then Universal would have a new ride, and SeaWorld would just ignore it.
They can just synergy. Universal and SeaWorld working together. Blackfish Jaws, the ride.
Does SeaWorld have a thrill ride?
A thrill ride? They have Mako coming out. That's a shark roller coaster. This is just supposed to be the tallest, fastest, the somethingest.
See, why... I don't want to ride a shark roller coaster. I want to ride Star Tours, only instead of being in a spaceship, I'm in a submarine, and there's an evil shark that's going to murder us all. Like,
well, have you ridden the penguin ride at SeaWorld?
Yes.
That's a killer shark in that.
I mean, yeah.
Not saying it's a good ride. Just saying it kind of ticks some of the boxes there.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Fuck your window.
Oh, man, we got like 15 minutes to go. I think the shark's about to fuck up the boat. Oh, wait, no. Richard Dreyfuss is still in the boat. So there's a fair bit of movie to go, I think.
Yeah. Now, I wonder what's on under the boat just pulling them down. Like, for real.
Like,
not...
the movie magic?
Yeah, I get, like, the shark was doing it, but, like, in real life, like, I wonder what was under the boat just yanking them down.
Apparently that boat was barely seaworthy. Like, they bought a boat and they fixed it up to look like what they wanted for the movie, and they did not take into account any kind of structural engineering on it, and they just made it way too fucking heavy. Apparently the boat that sinks later in the movie was more seaworthy than the boat that they're on right now.
Wow. And a pump?
Look,
oh,
at Bruce,
my God.
Just chilling right there.
Yeah.
There's three bowels just floating in the background. Oh, don't egg Bruce on. Bruce will show you up.
Yeah, don't challenge him. Oh. Challenge accepted. Doubt me again. Doubt me again.
Bruce pops over, like, say my name. Okay, there's no Bruce. I'm going to pee again.
Yeah. I was hitting that point, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, boat's turning sideways. Oh, there's Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Bruce is like, hey, guys. Okay, we did all that talking about the whales and stuff, and I just realized the boat's named Orca. Probably should have noticed that earlier, and then that whole tangent on Blackfish would have made a whole lot more sense. Of course he haven't, but he hasn't dealt with great whites that are the size of Bruce. Land? Don't push that much pressure on it, so I'm going to put more. Man. Quinch has let Richard Dreyfuss have it. Hold my pocket. Do y'all have hold my pocket in the UK?
Hold my pocket? Well, I'm sorry.
If you tell somebody to hold your pocket, it's prison rules.
Okay, I know it from Prison Break. That's about it.
Yeah, that Quint just basically told Richard Dreyfuss to hold his pocket.
Oh. Did he do it in as many words, or are you interpreting?
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. See, I've missed this whole segment, so I think you're throwing a whole different slant on this movie now.
Richard Dreyfuss is telling Quint, don't hit the engine that hard, and Quint looks at him and then hits it harder. And Richard Dreyfuss is like, no, don't do that. And Quint's like, bitch, back the fuck up. Like, again, paraphrasing.
Okay.
See, all three of those barrels should have went three different directions, and the movie would have been so sad.
That would have been so awesome. And that look of disbelief on his face would have added up in that case.
Yes, and then all three would be dead by the end of the movie. And then we wouldn't have had to deal with three and four.
I mean, the only bit I remember of three is they're underwater in like an underwater viewing area, and the shark fucking just launches right at them, smashes the glass, floods the whole thing, kills everybody.
Yeah, that sounds pretty...
Sounds like something Jaws 3 would do, right?
Yeah. In 3D, correct?
I think it was, yeah, because it was coming right at the fucking glass.
Fuck,
so.
Yes, it was 3D.
You know, Jaws 4, it has Michael Caine, and Michael Caine has never seen that movie.
Of course he hasn't.
And he has that one of the greatest quotes of anybody not watching the movie ever. He's like, someone asked him, have you ever seen Jaws 4 or Jaws of Revenge? And he's like, no, but I saw the house it bought and it's magnificent.
Priorities, Michael Caine.
Alright, bathroom break. Alright, I'm going to hold down the fort. We have probably... I know, without credits, like 8 minutes to go in this movie. Actually, that's a generous overassumption because, see, I realize now Richard Dreyfuss is still not in the cage, which is a huge scene for his character. He's finally getting into the cage now. And there's that awesome music cue again. This scene is pretty infamous. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, actually. But the way it was shot and what happened while they were shooting the film, and it just more stories about how they really did not prepare for everything that was going on when they shot this, and how it actually made the film a lot better as well. I'll pick it up on it when Carl's back. I've got nobody to talk to, so I'm going to talk to you guys for a little bit. Hopefully you're enjoying watching the movie with us. Thank you for listening, if you are. If you're not, this is pointless to you. The point of this podcast and this whole commentary we're doing is just to give you a... It's just like a companion track. So if you want to watch a film but you don't have anybody to watch it with, hopefully we can be here for you to just lend you a little companionship. Maybe get you to see some things in the movie you haven't quite noticed before. And he's back. And Dreyfuss is finally getting into the cage.
Oh, no.
Ain't got no spit. I didn't realize that was a thing, either.
Spitting in the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in England, you don't go in the water. It's so fucking cold.
I would assume y'all don't... I mean... Do y'all have that many things off the coast of England to scuba dive on? You've got to.
Fuck no. I mean, if you're in the very south west of England, there's some good surfing to be done.
Y'all are like the factory for white people for like hundreds and hundreds of years. You've got to have shipwrecks and stuff. Like,
No, because they left us and they fucked off to you guys. All the shipwrecks are way off America and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There is nothing to be found off England except, I mean...
Nobody wants to go to mom and dad's. They want to go to the unruly cousin that said fuck off.
Where are you from, by the way? I don't think I know this.
South Carolina.
It's on the coast, right?
Yeah, it's on
there's
the
There's a coastline.
It's north of here. There's Georgia between us and South Carolina.
Okay, right.
Yeah. We're currently in Florida. Not that that has anything to do with you guys.
Just helps me know where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying, this is a... There's a the intro, do you know the backstory for this whole kind of scene?
No.
It's about to go down, obviously. I think it's, right about here. Good timing.
Shouldn't be dangling your gun outside of the cage, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh. So that's planned, of course. So, there is a separate team that shot this whole stuff inside the cage. Obviously, real shark right there. There is a miniature cage and a tiny man inside, just for scale, just to make the shark look a lot bigger than it actually was, because they were shooting with real sharks. At a certain point, we're going to see it very soon. The shark got tangled in the cage, and it just tore that shit up. Very fake shark. That's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fake.
When Bruce's expression doesn't change,
you can tell. He's just phoning it in. Yeah.
Oh, God. He should have eaten them.
Mm-hmm. It's there. So, Richard Dreyfuss' character, Hooper, is supposed to die in this scene. Was supposed to die. And then I think it's, kind of around here. It's edited around. There are certain scenes here with an actual shark kind of fucking up their whole cage. It got tangled up in a cable. And they just kind of ended up writing it into the script where, this bit right here, it's stuck. And it's thrashing around for real. So they wrote into the script that Hooper escapes from the cage and just fucking hides behind a rock for the last bit of the movie. And then they're going to obviously end of the movie. He pops up and he's alive. But he was supposed to die in that scene when he goes down into the cage with the shark.
Wow.
And just because they got such good footage of this shark thrashing around with their cage and destroying it, they decided to change the movie.
Opportunity.
Let's see. You're learning something.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Absolutely, I am.
Because, to be honest, Richard Dreyfuss does nothing else for the rest of the movie. He just hides behind a rock for the next 10 minutes, and then he pops up at the very end, just be like, oh, good, you're okay. Swims to Roy Schneider.
So I can go back to rooting for Bruce, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't kill Richard Dreyfuss, but I guess he thinks he did.
He wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he noticed. Oh my God.
And that's how you deeply see this whole thing. Just will it. Just jump up.
Oh, you guys are so screwed. Oh no, Bruce! You got this.
Oh, that's rough. We get a close up of his mouth. There it is. That's the shot. That's the shot I remember from this. I know he really chomps down on him, and then the fucking blood spurts out his mouth, and that's the end of it.
Peace, Quint. Shouldn't have been such a dick.
But that's such a... That's a quick scene as well.
Yeah. This, tail end is way quicker than I remembered it being.
It's been... it was a really slow beginning, and then there's like 45 minutes of them looking for the shark, and then the shark comes to them and fucks everything up in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Now, he just tossed that tank directly in the shark's mouth. That shark's going to spit that up,
Do you
right?
think that's going to come back to play later on in the movie? Storytelling 101 says yes.
Yeah. I'm feeling like this ship should be going down a little bit quicker. And I'm using the term ship very loosely.
Even Brody called it a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the distinction. Ships can carry boats.
Yes, that's fair. I'll accept that. And yeah, it's just kind of sitting there.
Yeah. I saw Titanic. I know those dudes had enough time to, like, play a couple songs on their violins and shit, but the boat was going down.
It was still moving, regardless.
Yeah. It's moving slow, but it was going.
Got your stick.
I'm gonna take your stick. Oh.
Oh, now it's moving down. This is kind of like, this is Deep Blue Sea in reverse, actually, because in this movie, the shark is swimming towards main character, and in Deep Blue Sea, the shark's swimming away. But they both explode at the end.
Uh-huh.
Kabloom.
All right, favorite catchphrase. Smile, you son of a bitch, or yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh man! Like for the tagline of the movie, the quote you remember the most.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying either one's a better film. I'm just saying
what's more fun to say.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! I think you could use that in more instances. Smile, you son of a bitch! It's really when if you were gonna just lay somebody out or something,
yeah.
Just fuck somebody up. You could use it then. That would be really apt.
Oh, hey, Richard Dreyfuss.
Where you been? Turn around. It's like, what the fuck happened to the boat?
Okay. Now, had Brody not shot the shark, would Richard Dreyfuss just be chilling?
He would just be hanging out there until the shark fucked off. And that would be for a while, because you know they are far away from land at this point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have fucked off to land before now.
Yeah. And how long is it going to take both of them to get back to shore? Like, really?
Without a credit break?
Yeah, without giving me a montage.
Like, I don't know how long they've been. I wasn't paying attention when they sailed out.
I didn't see land around.
Far enough. Yeah, and that was specific. They specifically shot it so you would not see land. Because they knew if you could see a fucking island off in the distance, and there's a shark doing this to you, you'd be like, fuck, I'm going, fuck this shit, I'm retreating.
Okay, how did they take the barrels and lash the barrels to a horizontal support? If it was that easy, Rose wouldn't have ditched Jack's ass at the end of that film.
Is that a fault with Jaws, or is that a fault with Titanic?
I'll never let go. Peace.
We'll get around to Titanic at some point, I'm sure. We'll go over all the flaws with Titanic.
That movie is so long, though. Like, I'd have to be drunker for a film like that. Like, this is a really, really enjoyable movie.
Yeah, these 2 hours, these have flown by, actually.
By the way, you guys, we're at credits.
Yes. We're at the end of the movie now. So I guess we got to wrap shit up here.
Jim Fargo ties us back to Coen Brothers from... Never mind. Yeah, that was amazing. That was really good.
Are we done? Is this the end? Is this how credits worked? Oh, shit. I think it is. Carl, What did you think of Jaws?
I enjoyed it. Jaws was amazing. Bruce looked kind of fake, but Bruce is my shit.
Okay, we got some little more. We got more credits. Okay, give us a deeper synopsis.
Yeah, I really liked it. Bruce looked pretty fake a lot of the spots that we actually saw him, but the fact that we didn't get to see him the majority of the movie is what made that shit as serious and what's the word? Dramatic as it should be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a solid 5 out of 7.
Great scale. All right. Thank you for joining us for my big gay date. My name's Dave. I've been here with Carl.
Yeah, that was great, you guys.
Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you liked it. Like, subscribe, whatever you do. Join us next time for another big gay date. Thank you.